Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We understand where we're at. At the same time, we have full confidence in ourselves, but you know, ultimately it comes down to executing on game days. And you know, we've had some good, had some bad throughout the year. You know, I think there'd be a lot of teams that are wishing that they were 7-4 in a spot that we are. So also understanding that opportunity in front of us of, hey, like, let's go out, let's play as hard as we can, let's put our best foot forward, try to go get a victory on Sunday. You know, that's ultimately what it comes down to, of whoever plays best on Sunday.
That is Bills quarterback Josh Allen, of course, trying to go 1-0 this week. Big game. Bills Steelers, 4:25 p.m. on Sunday. We're going to have all the pregame and game coverage for you right here on WGR Sports Radio 550 and along the Buffalo Bills Radio Network all day long. In the meantime, here on a Buffalo Football Friday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, we're going to go out to the Western Hotline right now. My good buddy Len Jankowicz is going to join me. He is a member of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, of course, high school football coaching legend in the area and a big champion for local high school football players and youth sports all around and helping others achieve their dreams. And that includes college football recruiting night coming up Tuesday night at Highmark Stadium. And he joins me now. What's going on, Coach? Thanks for doing this morning.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Sal. Good talking with you.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Now, we've talked about this pretty much last several years. I know this has really grown into something really cool. Tell us a little bit about kind of the genesis of the college football recruiting night and, you know, kind of how it started and how it's gone since then.
Well, I think everybody kind of relies on the digital way to recruit nowadays. Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody kind of guides themselves in terms of what to do with schools immediately because of the aspect of how phones operate nowadays in terms of coaches and players. But I think you and I have talked about this. I think nothing replaces the face-to-face recruiting mechanism of just that, what do you want to call it, the trust and the authentic relationship between a coach and a player and a family, certainly, that can talk at the same time at a face-to-face event like this. So we've done this for over 20 years now, wow. Sal, and now this is the biggest one that we've ever done because now we're including not only Rochester and Buffalo and Canadian players, but also girls flag players from our international neighbor, Ontario. They're going to be coming over for the event, which means that we're going to have the explosion of girls flag football involved with this recruiting night. And we're really excited about the whole thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And this will be the last ever event at this particular Highmark Stadium, of course. So that'd be cool. People might have a chance just to go and kind of see the stadium and be a part of that as well. So that's what also makes it a little bit special. Let's get the particulars on it, and then we'll kind of dig in a little bit more. Tell everybody about kind of where it is, when it is, and how they can make sure that they're a part of it if they're a football player themselves or a parent or a guardian of a football player or a coach.
Yeah, Sal, I'm so glad that I'm on the radio now because I just got a little change in terms of where the entrance of the recruiting that will take place because originally we've had it at the Pepsi Club, which was on maybe the northern side of the stadium. Now, because of an event change, it got shifted around. It will be at the Toyota Club, which means that it's probably easier to get to. You enter through One's Build Drive and enter up the highway there. The gate men will let you in. All you got to do is tell them you're there for the Western New York Amateur Football Alliance recruiting night. He'll guide you into lot number two and gate number two, and we'll have personnel there to guide people up into the Toyota Club, which is identical to the Pepsi Club, but it's on the, I guess you want to say, the south side of the stadium. The same kind of situation. It's at Highmark, but it's on the south side of the stadium.
But that'll be, I want to make sure it's Tuesday night, though. The Tuesday night. So we didn't,
same night, 6 to 8, but we just had the, the entrance change. Yep. And because of the construction, as you say, going on, a lot of times people get a little confused, but go right down One Bills Drive, and they'll essentially tell you what's going on.
Yeah, and I'm sure people will find it. I just want to make sure people know when this is and where they go. Is that Highmark Stadium is Tuesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. So do you recommend people show up, any earlier just to make sure they're there at 6 o'clock? How does all this go once you're inside?
Yeah, they're traveling some distances. We have people coming in from all over the East here, and I'll get into that in a minute in terms of the volume of colleges that are coming in representing D2 and D3, men's NCAA football, and also, and I told you about the explosion of girls' flag. We have representatives from colleges from the East and probably some neighboring, Pennsylvania and Ohio schools because of, I say, the rocket fuel for this explosion is really the 2028 LA Olympics. Hmm. Which, by the way, Sal, is including girls flag football. How about that?
I love it.
And it gives opportunities for girls now to say, look, I want to be part of the beginning of the growth of this sport. And we're just at the beginning, but I'm glad we're giving the girls an opportunity to be here because they're going to join the boys for the last couple of decades here in terms of having the boys with Division II and Division III. College reps that have been coming to this event for a long time also issued the same kind of proclamation to the girls. Hey, look, this is an opportunity to play. We're local schools around here at an NCAA level. What a great opportunity.
No doubt about it. Len Jankowicz joining me here right now on the West Her Hotline, and it is the annual college football recruiting night on Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday night, December 2nd. 6 to 8 p.m. at Highmark Stadium. It's inside the Toyota Club. All right, so when they get there, what about these colleges? What can people expect? Who can they talk to, and how does it go?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I always tell parents, certainly, because a lot of times we talked about the cell phone kind of domination of recruiting, that parents are not involved in a group call. Usually between a college coach and a player or whatever, maybe a text message. But Sal, if I was a parent of an athlete, I would like to have a face-to-face contact with maybe not only the head coach, but an assistant coach, maybe set up a college visit, maybe talk about college costs, which are, as rising by the year. And also, more importantly, how about a college fit? I mean, how does my son or daughter, we're talking about girls' flag, fit into your college academically, athletically? And here's the caveat that has changed everything, Sal, that every parent should listen about, and that's the roster change that happens because of the NIL situation with kids moving in and out of programs. It happens at Division III. It doesn't necessarily happen only at Division I. These rosters change yearly. So there's opportunities for, the guys in programs from Division II and Division III to slip and slide all over the place. College coaches are losing their minds over some players that they had one year that they don't have another. So what does this do? Well, it offers opportunities for incoming high school kids to say, look, I can fill that void with my skill level and certainly am, you know, my academic level can fit into this school. It offers a lot of quick change, and that has happened to a monumental degree now because of that name, image, license situation that has infiltrated college football.
No doubt about it. And I'm sure you've seen kids and parents who've gone to this event who really kind of had their eyes opened a little bit and maybe created some opportunities that they didn't know were there for them before.
Let me emphasize, too, Sal, that this is a no-cost event.
That's right.
You don't pay a dime. I mean, there's nothing. There's no cost. You don't have to register. You just show up. We want to make this as simple as possible for people to gain some information about things. And here's the bottom line. What this will do is create a conversation between your son or daughter and you, which is what you want to have over, you know, the holiday season. You know, what are your plans attending a school, and how's the fit, and how are the recruiting issues involving the real life issues of changing from high school to college, which are huge in families' lives, you know, that begin maybe with the ride home after this visit. So, you know, is Notre Dame going to be here, Sal? No. I'm sorry. Is Syracuse going to be here? No, because they cannot be here because of that Division I line of recruiting. You know what, though? But the issues of recruiting are always there, and I think it opens up the door for a lot of people's lives, and we're glad to do it.
All right, before I let you go real quick, and then I'll give the details one more time. Obviously, you coached and were a part of Joe Andreessen. I know Eric Rupp maybe was his direct coach at the time. You were there as well. And now he's really a regular role for the Bills, even starting a game earlier this year. How have you seen – we talked when Joe first became a member of the Bills, but how about now, Coach, and seeing really what he's been able to do to carve out a role for himself on this team and in this league?
Yeah, let's stand corrected. Eric Rupp was totally in charge
okay.
of Joe's career.
Just want to make sure. I didn't know about the crossover when that happened there, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I coached Joe's dad a little bit.
There you go.
Part of the family, and they coached Eric. But I mean, in terms of Joe, I mean, what a great representative for Western New York in terms of what he's done, and you know, UB football too. How about Sean Dolak going to LA? And now they have Red Murdock will probably be another NFL recruit. I mean, it's going to be great for the whole program. But Joe, what a great example of someone who just kept climbing the ladder in terms of, you know, his ability level. And, man, did he really make an impact in the NFL so far.
No doubt. All right, Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. It's the college football recruiting night. It's at Highmark Stadium inside the Toyota Club. You get there, they'll direct you. They're going to have representatives there. It's a great opportunity for any local flag or tackle football player who wants to play at the next level. Make sure you take advantage of this. If anybody wants more information, where do they go, Coach?
Right. We have a website. It's WesternNewYorkAmateurFootball.com. If you Google up just WNYAFA, that will get you to our website, and it'll give you all the particulars. Also, as I pointed out before, Sal, the different entrance points for that evening, because that was a late change. But everything I talked about will be there. And again, we're inviting our Canadian neighbors to come on over.
Yep.
Rochester people, Section 5, Section 6, Monsignor Martin kids, everybody from Western New York, be there. You won't be disappointed.
All right, and then after that, it's going to be the Trench Trophy. I'll see you there as well. We honor the best linemen around Western New York High School football. It's always a great time of year for all of that. Thanks a lot for doing this today, Coach.
Thanks, Sal.
All right, you got it. Len Jankowicz right there. Legend, Len Jankowicz. Member of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, and proud to say a very good friend of mine who's just helped me immensely, too. And, you know, my connections around the high school and even college football world here for him and all that he does. So thank you him for coming on today. Pat Hammer is going to join us with a weather outlook for Pittsburgh this weekend. What's it going to look like? Seeing some rumblings and maybe some rain, some snow. We'll figure it out with Pat Hammer next up. WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist on the way next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.